The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has issued an emergency order prohibiting sport fishermen from targeting king salmon on the Gonnaduck River. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
Sport Fish Division Area Biologist John Chaithluk says new sport restrictions are now in effect for a vast area including the Gonnaduck River near Gwinnahaq.
Division of Sport Fish closed the entire Kuskum drainage and the Kuskum Bay drainage to sport fishing for king salmon effectively Thursday, May 1. 2014, and so that precludes any catch and release as well. If they accidentally catch a king salmon while they're fishing for another species, that king salmon may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately.
Chaithluk said this restriction was the result of an emergency order issued around the end of April. Like rivers all over Alaska, king escapement has been dwindling in recent years on the Gonnaduck River. The emergency order states that only one unbaited artificial lure may be used in the Kuskokwim Good News area. There are four guide companies operating on the Gonnaduck River. They provide guided fishing trips, among other wilderness services. There is a history of friction between subsistence fishers there and the guiding operations. At a meeting held in Gwinnahaq on May 30th, local fisher Willard Church says he's doubtful that the guide companies will stop targeting king salmon as they try to cater to their clients.
If I was someone coming up from New York on a floatboat trip for the very first time with a group of 12, I'd want my king, especially if I could get it up there.
Of the four guiding outfits operating on the Gonnaduck River, three are currently advertising king salmon as a species anglers can expect to catch. Alaska West, which has the largest operation on the Gonnaduck River, according to local residents, has this on their website regarding king salmon. Quote, "At Alaska West, we have honed and refined our fly angling skills and collective knowledge to a point where we consistently hook and land these behemoth masses that more resemble chrome-plated sea lions than fish." Brian Burke, a sales representative for Alaska West, declined to be interviewed, but stated that their website is up to date. Owner of another sport fishing guide company called Real Action, Paul Jacob said his company will be complying with their restrictions. He says he makes that clear to all his potential customers, but Jacob says sport fishers must purchase stamps from Fish and Game and that revenue goes towards things like salmon research. He says taking down the king salmon advertising on his website would be counterproductive.
I don't believe that there's a good reason to do that because it throws fear into the general public about coming to Alaska. And the research that is done to figure out why these salmon are crashing, it's not just the Kuskokwim, it's all across all of Alaska. And when you scare people away by having them not come up to Alaska, you take away the funding that it takes to figure out why king salmon are not doing well in the ocean.
Meanwhile, Paul Hansen owns another guide operation called Alaska Rainbow Adventures. Hansen says he'll be moving king salmon anglers to the Alaganac River near King Salmon, where sport fishing for king salmon are allowed through king salmon stamps. While the guide companies around the area appear to comply to recent restrictions, in Gwinnahaq, many aren't convinced, like John T. Roberts. Roberts lives in the village and once worked as a sport guide. He recounts his experiences in the Gonnaduck River.
One of my experiences on the river with them, I went next to one of the boats. I saw a jack and a larger king. They tried to lie to me that it was a different species.
It's not a different species. It's king salmon. I've been here long enough, I know.
Department of Fish and Game says wildlife troopers will be making unannounced visits to sport fishing sites to ensure these restrictions are not violated. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.